Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lots cooking. Good to be back after a four-day weekend. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, Kit?
Is it good to be back?
I'm excited to be back, but I get the impression you didn't want to come back.
I didn't want to come back. Why would I want to come back?
Because you missed me.
What's the point of coming back here?
Because you missed talking about the Yankees and the Mets.
Listen, I have a take on things that I don't think is all that popular, and certainly not the majority.
What's that?
But it is what it is.
What's that?
I feel awkward even saying it.
You can say anything,
Aaron
bro.
Aaron Judge with another walk-off bomb and decides to round the bases. God forbid he falls a home run short to the chase of Roger Maris, right?
Well, what do you want him to do, pull a Robin Ventura and not round the bases?
He wasn't going to finish running around the bases. So what's the first base coach's name?
Well, I think Aaron Judge wasn't sure it was a home run.
I don't know about that.
I think with the sun, it was tough.
How did you not know?
Because I think it's tough to tell.
That ball was 100 feet up.
I don't think he could tell it was out. And then once he was told, hey, it's out, then Aaron said, let me round the bases because I need to make sure I round every base.
Which, as you guys all remember, Robin Ventura. But so if you don't round the bases there, you don't get credit for the home run. And in a season in which he's going to toy with, you know, the original home run record, untainted. And can he get to 62? God forbid he landed at 60 or 61. And you look back and go,
it's not just that.
No,
though.
He really did hit 62.
It's not just that. Actually, I think Maguire or Sosa had a home run taken away during 98 because a fan reached over, so it happens. But he's going to negotiate with the Yankees at the end of the season. He's going to negotiate with a bunch of teams at the end of the season. There's a difference between 49 home runs and 50 home runs. There's a difference between 103 RBIs and 105 RBIs. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just a
record. I
don't
know if I agree with that, but I hear you.
Of course it is.
I hear you loud and clear.
Of course there's a difference.
You think so?
Yeah.
I can understand the 49 to 51 because 50 is this magical number. You know, a lot of times we went through a decade of baseball. More than that, nobody hit 50 home runs until George Foster showed up and did it. So I get that
one. How about 99 and 100 RBIs?
I get that one.
All right, so there you
103
go.
To 105, I advise.
Maybe. Maybe that's a stretch. Either way,
that he
rounded the bases, and for a guy who had so much, now I wouldn't say trouble, but didn't have a lot of walk-offs in his major league career.
He had a walk.
He had a walk-off last year when they clinched their playoff
spot. But there
was
a walk.
No, wasn't it an infield
hit? His first ever walk-off was a walk.
Oh, yeah. But then he had the infield hit that won, clinched the playoff
spot. Last game of the season.
That was his first official hit.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. But now he's a walk-off machine.
Yeah, he really is. The line drive down to left, the home run yesterday. Yeah. Here's the problem, though. The Astros are a problem for the Yankees. And let's just call it the way it is. You get no hit on Saturday. You're no hit through six yesterday. You won two games in a fluky fashion. You know, the three-run home run brigade for both teams to start the series off. The 10th inning win yesterday. The Astros have the Yankees' number. And let's just be honest. The Yankees might win 110-plus games this year. The Astros own them.
Well,
the
they've
Astros
owned them,
have them.
They've owned them when it mattered in 17 and 19. But I think Aaron Boone hit it on the head after the game. I agree with him 100%.
And what's that?
None of this mattered.
Everything I disagree with that.
He's right. Everything that happened this weekend, good, bad, in the middle, and it ended up being in the middle because it was a split of four games. Yes, they showed great poise coming back Thursday and Sunday, but none of it mattered, and he's right. And the proof of that is come October, if these two teams match up, and they should, they're the two best teams in the American League, you won't remember any of this from this year.
Oh, I'm going to remember it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Because I think the Astros should be favored to beat them. I think the Astros,
that's fine.
For whatever the reason is, The Yankees won both of the two games they won. Let's be honest. Very fluky.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Yeah. And this is just going to prove my point, or at least help prove Aaron Boone's point.
Yeah.
Last year, the Yankees played the Astros in Houston. Gerrit Cole had that incredible dominant performance in the middle game of the series. They won the first two games. They shut the Astros out in back-to-back games. What happened in the third game of that series?
They lost.
How'd they lose?
Go ahead.
They blew a 7-2 lead in the ninth inning.
Okay.
A very fluky,
fluky win
Astros
for Houston.
Win.
I give you that.
None of that mattered.
I don't know. Matters to me in the moment.
In the moment. This weekend, there's a lot to digest for
I hated this weekend.
And you should. And Jose Altuve owns you. And every time you chant F Altuve and you boo him, he laughs and he gets a big hit against you. But Aaron Boone is 100% right. Everything that happened this weekend, I thought Big Mac made a bigger deal out of it than he needed to on Thursday and Friday. The wins, the losses, it doesn't matter. None of it's going to be remembered come October.
Well,
it's a separate story come October.
I think he was probably playing to the emotional aspect of being a fan.
I get that.
The Astros still represent a problem for the Yankees over the last 5 years.
They're the team
team that stopped us from winning, or at least getting to a World Series.
And they're the team you have to get through to win the American League pennant. I said that 2 weeks ago.
I want to stop you on that. I truly believe, after watching all the games this weekend, even the boring no-hitter and the six innings yesterday, it's unwatchable baseball.
It was great, actually.
And the broadcast doesn't make it any better. That being said, you just uttered a phrase that I think people have to wrap their hands around. And I'm sorry to say this, Yankee fans, and I'm going to lose a lot of you when I reiterate it. We have to get through Houston.
Yeah.
Houston doesn't have to come through us.
No, of course.
And that's the reality.
Well, how many World Series appearances have the Houston Astros had in the quote-unquote Aaron Judge era? The answer is 3.
Right.
They have been to every single American League championship since 2017. Every one of them, they've been there, including 1 year where they almost came back from 3-0 down. They have won 3 American League pennants. The Yankees haven't won any. The Yankees need to get past Houston. They lost to them twice in 17 and 19. So I don't think that's a controversial statement. I think that's a fact. The team you've got to get through to get to the ultimate place would be the Houston Astros. But to Aaron Boone's point, nothing that happened this weekend is relevant come October. You won't even remember it.
Listen, I respect him saying that, and he made the point of saying if we lost all 4 games, it wouldn't have made any. But it does to Yankee fans. And that's the point that Aaron Boone misses. The Yankee fan base has something with the Astros, rightfully so.
Absolutely.
Because as you just enumerated, they're the bugaboo. They're the team that's in our way. And I'm sorry. For what's going to be one of the great Yankee regular seasons of all time, the Astros came into town and said, doesn't matter to us.
And you know what the truth is, Craig?
The Yankees.
There are two guys on the Houston Astros who are all-time great players, and you can't beat them. Jose Altuve and Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Two all-time great. Altuve is one of the great second basemen who's ever played the game. That's just a fact now that everyone needs to accept. Justin Verlander off Tommy John surgery is still awesome.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to beat them in October.
And I'll tell you something else. We have seen a lot. I know you can't compare one team to another season to season, but God knows we've seen a lot of Yankee teams that were built on the home run.
Mm-hmm.
And in the postseason, a lot of times, I can't say all the time, obviously, it doesn't work. When you're hoping and sitting back and you're saying to yourself, oh, we're down 3 runs in the ninth, we'll just hit a 3-run home run. Yeah, that works okay in June. But we've seen enough of these Yankee teams that led the league by far in home runs who don't hit the big home run come October.
Yeah, but
that's a problem.
The difference is the Yankees pitching. And when you look at Houston and you look at the Yankees and you compare them, and again, I do think at some point in October we're going to see this matchup and it's going to be freaking awesome. The advantage the Yankees have over, of course, because you're afraid.
I am afraid.
Because you're chicken.
I don't want any part of Houston. I don't want it.
Jose Altuve scares me.
It's not that he scares me.
He should
me.
Scare you.
For some reason, the Astros own the Yankees.
No. Hold on. I want to. You just made a statement.
Yeah.
Why do the Houston Astros own the New York Yankees?
He's pretty damn good.
Altuve.
He's part of it.
Ever since the Yankee fan has kind of looked at him as the face of the scandal, as the face of the cheating.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. You guys have been awesome in attacking him. You've been awesome.
Yeah.
You've gone after him. And look at how he's responded. he has a little smirk on his face, and he's like, okay, Nasty Nestor, that's your guy? You're going to make a T-shirt for him?
I did like the T-shirt.
And you know what he did with that first pitch? And this pains me to say. He Derek Jeter'd your ass to Bobby Jones. That's what he did. He saw that first pitch. He
Bang.
Said, bye.
Yep.
Jose Altuve is an all-time great player, and you got to get him out. Good luck with that.
Yeah, well, the Yankees don't get him out. I recognize if you're a diehard Yankee fan, this isn't what you want to hear today. But I'm not your Huckleberry. I'm not going to sit here and talk about, ooh, Aaron Judge, ooh, who admitted to the world yesterday he does think he's the Yankees' best player.
Yeah, what was that about?
That is the Yankees' best player.
He did say that.
He said it after the game.
He did.
Someone said to him, are you nervous or something like that? He goes, why would the best player be nervous?
He did.
Like, my man.
Listen,
cha-ching!
You can't deny. Now, did he misspeak? Maybe. I mean, maybe. But you can't deny that he said what he said. He's the best player on the team.
Well, you can't deny it's accurate.
No, it's definitely accurate, but he also definitely said it.
Yeah, no, he said it all
very
right.
Very unjudge-like.
I agree. Like, he slipped a little bit. Yeah. It was almost like he was preparing himself for arbitration. Like, hey, listen, I've got these talking points, but I wasn't able to use them because we settled. Hey, Meredith, come over here.
No, it did sound like you forced it in because the question wasn't even about him. It was like, how does this group keep getting up?
Right.
And then he said, well, when you're the best player, you kind of have to. I was like,
right.
That was a weird
We were talking
response.
About you, Aaron. We were talking about the resiliency of the squad.
Yeah.
Of the squad.
But isn't it okay to be cocky when it's true?
Yes, of course it is.
And it's so true.
It's just so out of...
character.
Yeah. Character for what we know about him when he does speak to
Derek
the media.
Derek Jeter would never say such a thing. Mariano Rivera would never say such a thing. Mickey Mantle, maybe.
I know Mickey would tell you. Especially later in life, he would have told you for sure. Anyway, they do get the split. All well and good. Obviously, the New York Mets doing what they have to do and treading water. Tough loss yesterday. I'm not sure if you were pissed off or not. Biotto after the game saying, I'm not going to think about that pitch again.
No.
I've already put it past me. Bygones.
No.
It happens.
No. I'm frustrated.
You okay with that?
I'm frustrated because they were 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position and failed in every big opportunity. That's why they lost the game. They lose the game because of Adam.
But you're in a good place with the Mets. They've done what you've kind of asked them to do.
Yeah, they won a series. Right? I would have liked to have won the finale of that series, but they went out. They bounced back from the Houston debacle. And even though the Mets don't have to get through the Astros unless they're in the World Series, I want to win these next two games.
Of course you do.
I mean, especially
matter
after
of fact, we're going to be there on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm not looking forward to at all.
But, why?
You know. Yeah.
No, I don't know. Why?
Well, you know.
What's wrong with you? You are so lucky in life. You are getting a chance.
Blessed.
To attend a New York Mets Houston Astros game.
I know, I'd rather stay home.
In a beautiful luxury suite supplied by Sportsnet New York, the TV
Is that
home
what
of
stands
the Mets.
For?
That's right.
Because I wasn't sure.
That's right.
Go ahead.
And so you're in a place in which 89% of our audience would trade anything to be in.
Yeah.
And your response is, rather not go. Come on, Craig.
Listen, once I go, I'm going to have a great time.
Are you going to stay?
Well, for how long?
Well, here's the issue I have.
I got to see if Chris Christie's going to the game first.
Here's my question.
Go ahead.
So we are going to the game on Wednesday afternoon. The Yankees happen to also play Wednesday
we're
afternoon.
We're going as guests of SNY. We do it once a year. It's in our contract. Right. We have to do it. None of us want to do it, but we do it.
Big Mac wants to do it. Loogie wants to do it. We all want to do it. We realize how special it is. But after the game, after the Yankee game, we're not coming on the air. We're sort of taking like a half a day off. How could you leave the Met game early? And then also not work. So here's the rule.
I thought we were working after the Yankee game.
Well, not working, but if you leave the Met game early.
Then I have to come in?
By order of contract at WFAN, you would have to come to the fan and do the show. So that's on you.
Well, then I guess I'm staying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
you're bringing your dad to the game, right?
I am. Are you bringing your kids?
My kids, plural?
One or two or three?
This is not romp room. This is work.
Yeah, but you bring your kids to work.
Well, he's an intern.
Is the intern coming?
I believe the intern is coming, yes.
Intelligent.
Really, I'm bringing him not because of the experience. I need a designated driver because I will not play that game ever. So he's going to be my designated driver.
I respect that responsibility.
Yes. So he's coming. I guess you guys are all coming too, right?
Yes, we'll be there.
Hey, nice. Craig, we have a very important question. And
what's
I know
that?
Big Mac has been busting to ask this, but he hasn't worked up the
what's
balls
the
to
question?
Ask it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in an SNY suite watching a Mets Astros game.
I'm only going if they guarantee a Shake Shack, which I guess has been done.
It will be done.
Yeah.
So at the very same time, the Mets are playing the Astros, like I mentioned. The Yankees are playing the
A's. So we put the Yankee game on the TV.
Big Mac wants to know, is that forbidden in the SNY booth?
Great question.
To put on the YES Network to watch the Yankees game?
That's a really good question.
That's a great question.
I guess it depends who shows up from SNY. Now, the last time we did this, none of them showed up.
Mm-hmm.
A couple people, nice guys, but not like the muckety mucks who pay us and all that stuff, right?
Right.
So I guess if those guys are there, putting on YES would be a tough putt.
Is that unsavory to do
that?
That'd
be a tough putt in the SNY booth. That being said, I'm all about the tough putt. So we'll see. No guarantee. You have to remember, we're guests.
We are guests.
It's not our suite.
We are guests.
But you should probably ask in advance, can we watch the Yankee game?
I just think I'll put it on and see what happens. What's the way? Isn't that our motto? Do first,
Don't ask permission, ask for forgiveness.
That's our strategy.
Yeah.
Are you going to join in on that strategy?
Sure, yeah. I think so.
The guys apparently worked for us Thursday and Friday, and I heard the show's already got a nickname.
I'm not sure
if you guys are aware of that or not.
Cannot wait for this nickname.
How do you think it went Thursday and Friday?
I thought it went great. I thought we had a lot of fun.
I guess you weren't on Twitter at all then, huh?
Oh, I was. Twitter was very complimentary.
Excuse me?
Twitter was very complimentary.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with that. Twitter was complimentary to you.
For in Twitter standards, sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, coming up later today, they have given you guys a nickname.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I think is pretty cool. Yeah. It's good for shows to have nicknames.
You're saving
it. Because sometimes nicknames stick. Sometimes they don't. Yes. Anyway, the nickname your show got was Job Security.
Job Security? Oh, for you guys? Yeah. Job Security?
That was the nickname a lot of people on Twitter were giving it.
Yeah, it took me longer to figure that out, too, when I heard about it. I was like, what is that?
Job Security Replacements is what... but listen, I'm sure you did a great job. Because you told me you did a great job.
We did.
And you've never lied to me.
I would never lie.
Did you listen to any other show?
I did.
What'd you think?
877-337.
Well, I heard
6666. Carter Roberts on the fam.
I heard the younger demographic was fond of it. I heard the intern had a couple of buddies who thought it was pretty good.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Little birdie told me. He said that his buddies that listened had a very strong opinion on the show. Those friends loved one of you and really found the other one of you unlistenable. Now, I'm not going to tell you who's who. Unless you ask, then I'll be happy to tell you. Do you want to know or no?
If you don't ask, I will.
Do you want to know the answer or not? I'm happy to tell you. But again, if you'd rather not know, that way you can both assume
that it was
you were the awesome one and the other guy was unlistenable. I can leave it at that. But that's what Sonny's friends told him, having listened to the Thursday and Friday show.
Which one? If he's not going to ask, I want to know. I'm curious.
I'm not sure if they want to know.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it matters. It's
no?
No.
Tommy, do you want to know?
I think I already know, but if we want to tell the rest of the tri-state area to embarrass me more, we can.
That's not about embarrassing you.
Yeah, well, it could have been
he
me.
He referenced what Sonny's friends told him.
Oh, right? Sonny's
friends. Well, let's get it accurate.
Let's get it accurate. Let's put it
Sonny's
out
Sonny's friends did not say the show was great. His friends said one of them, nice, very good. The other guy, unlistenable.
I have a guess.
Well, listen, you're 50-50.
I know I'm 50-50. You want me to guess? You're just going to tell us because I'm curious now.
I'll tell you in a little bit. I want to make sure they're both on board hearing the answer before I tell
you. I'm going to write down my guess.
You know the answer, right? You don't
have
to write
it down. How do I know the
answer? I think we all know the answer, but you know, if you want to write it down, write it down. It's fine. I have no problem with it. I'm surprised Tommy even came to work today after last Wednesday.
Oh,
we haven't closed the door on that chapter yet either. Look at all your calls as well. You're a diehard Yankee fan. Let's be honest. Fluky wins for the Yankees. Best team in baseball. Best record in baseball. The Astros have us. We have to start admitting that. We need the Astros eliminated before they face the Yankees in the postseason.
Stop it.
No, no.
You need someone else to do your dirty work?
100%.
You do your own dirty work. The Boston Red Sox. Oh. The Boston Red Sox in 2018 eliminated the Houston Astros.
Great. Do it again.
The Tampa Bay Rays in 2020 eliminated the Houston Astros.
Do it again.
The Atlanta Braves defeated the Houston Astros. The Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
Houston Astros.
Evan.
Do your own dirty work.
I'm willing to admit I want the easiest road possible to a title.
Exercise your own demons.
Oh, please. Be quiet over there. You don't want to play the Yankees in the World Series. It's a real tough guy when you're talking about other teams trying to do their own dirty work.
Well, I never said I didn't want to play them because I was afraid of them. It has to do with everything
else.
Well,
why else would you want to play?
Yeah, no,
because of the fans, because of the attention. I thought I've made that point very clear.
I don't want
if you
no
thought
part
you'd
of
win,
the
you'd have no problem with it.
Listen, I want no part of the Astros right now. I'm just keeping it real.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Hope you had a nice weekend. 877-337-6666. Later today, we eliminate, I think, one more of the Pulse of the People nominees. And, of course, this Thursday night at Gotham Comedy Club, I'm told that it's a sellout. I think there's 6 seats left, maybe 8 seats left.
How many people are we down to in the Pulse? How many are we down to? 4?
I think we're down to 5. 4 or 5. 5, yeah. It's 5 of us. Me, Stu Finer from Barstool Sports, Kyrie Irving currently with the Brooklyn Nets.
How can Kyrie Irving survive the day in this thing?
Well, voice for the voices.
The voice of the voiceless.
Yeah, it's my main man.
I mean, we got a public negotiation going on right in front of us with Kyrie Irving and the Nets.
That's right.
Ugh.
That's right.
The whole thing makes me sick.
So that's 3.
Yeah.
Rob Manfred, the guy who saved baseball.
Speaking of making me sick.
That's 4. And who's our 5th?
Steve Cohen.
Cohen.
Oh, and Steve Cohen, of course, owner of the Mets.
Yes.
Yes. So there you go.
I asked
the final 5.
Very nicely today on Twitter to buy the Nets. He has not responded. I'll keep you posted.
He's not going to respond.
Probably
I wouldn't be
not.
Shocked if Joe Tsai tries to sell him, though.
Good.
Because he has mismanaged that ownership into the gutter.
Joseph Tsai is the worst owner and should be embarrassed because this is all self-inflicted. So I hope that, you know, as he tweets about lacrosse or whatever garbage he tweets about, he realizes he doesn't belong owning a professional sports team in New York. He is an unserious owner. And while he won't get the attention of a James Dolan, I'll tell you this right now.
Yeah.
James Dolan would not allow this mess to occur. Joseph Tsai has created this mess. And I hope to God he sells the team. And it's the first time, I can't believe I'm saying this, where an owner being so bad has caused me to think, how could I be a season ticket holder for this franchise? But he's pushing me. So congratulations, Joseph. No one else will say it, but you're a clueless owner, and I pray to God you sell the team.
All right, here's Carlos in Bergen County. Carlos, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How you doing?
Doing good, kiddo. What's up?
So I have to agree with you, man. The Astros live rent-free in my head every day.
See, I knew it. The Astros to you are the Yankees to Met fans.
Yeah, mainly Altuve. And Evan, I love you, but you got to stop, man. You don't want to see the Yankees. Why would the Yankees want to see the Astros? I don't need to see Chapman, hanging a slider and Altuve ending the season. It's like Groundhog Day with them.
It's just surprising to hear that from you and to hear that from Craig. I mean, me as a Met fan explaining why I wouldn't want to play the Yankees to me is very different than you guys admitting I don't want to play the team that sent me home in 17, that cheated me in 17, the team that sent me home in 19.
It's not so much that I wouldn't want to play
them. That's
what
you just said. You don't want to play them. Well, that's what you're saying.
You're right.
Oh, I am right.
It's more so of there's no confidence. Like, when they're playing them, I'm like, ugh.
This team that you talk about, they have no confidence in. All they do is lose guys. They lost Gerrit Cole to you. They lost Carlos Correa to Minnesota. And yet, like, whack-a-mole, here's Kyle Tucker. Here's Yordan Alvarez. Here are the Houston Astros. The constants are Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Justin Verlander. But they've lost guys over the years. And here you are in 2022 still afraid of them.
I have a question for you. And it's a gambling question with the acknowledgement that I no longer gamble because I can't do it responsibly. If you had the Yankees on the run line yesterday, minus 1.5,
mm-hmm.
If Aaron Judge doesn't circle the bases, but the guy on, who's the second runner on? Who's the other runner on base? So the first runner scores, that gives you the
Carpenter
game.
Was intentionally walked, yeah. So I guess it was Matty C.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Let's say Carpenter doesn't touch the plate either.
Mm-hmm.
You win the game by a run.
Correct.
You would have lost the wager.
Yes.
Even though he hits a three-run home run.
The only time in baseball. Yes. The only time in baseball you can win a game on a walk-off by more than a run is if it's a home run.
Obviously. So I understand
obviously,
that.
Like,
but he's got around
times.
The base. So here's the question.
Yeah, if he doesn't round the bases, they win by a run.
Okay, but let's say Carpenter rounds the bases.
No.
And he touches the plate.
No.
Before the umpires say, that's it.
No, it's not a home run. It's they win by one run. Very simple.
So it's either everybody scores or only the lead
runner.
It's
either 4-3 or 6-3. It cannot be 5-3. No.
I'm asking a question because I didn't know the answer.
I'm giving you the answer, yeah.
Why?
Why? Because as soon as that runner touches home, the game is over.
But it's not.
Yeah, other than a walk-off
home run.
Other than
the guy who hits the ball.
Other than
it.
A home run.
Got
so obviously,
it.
When a guy hits a home run, that's when you get a 6-3 final.
So
and for the purpose of scoring, the scorer would just say he never rounded the bases. It's a single.
Yes.
The run scores.
Yeah,
that's
like
it.
The Grand Slam single for Ventura. I get that.
And then all you got to do is use the Ventura thing as an example.
But
they won by
very
one run.
Specific, though.
Yeah.
If Carpenter, let's say, he doesn't know the ball's going to be out.
Yeah.
I'm making this up, obviously. And Carpenter sprints around the bases.
It's still the one run.
And he touches the plate.
Doesn't matter.
Aaron Judge stops in between second and third. I don't need to round the bases. We win.
Single, 4-3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, it happened with Ventura.
So that could have happened last night.
Yeah.
Yesterday
afternoon. If Aaron Judge didn't round the bases. But I think more so than the final score and even the individual that betted, and I'm not sure what the run line was on this game.
Well, it's always more than a half.
The most impactful thing would have been the home run chase because the guys on base, they hit over 60 home runs.
Yeah, from Aaron Judge's perspective.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the average Yankee fan who put a couple shekels on the game.
Right.
Because most Yankee fans will never bet against the Yankees. That's the story for every team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you decided to bet the run line, you're sitting there at a tie game going, the only way I win
is a walk-off.
Is a multiple run walk-off home run.
Home run is the only way, yeah.
But then the reality is, if he doesn't circle the bases, you got the hit you needed, and you still lose.
That's right. What a tease that would be. Judge hits a home run, you think you won the bet, and then Aaron Judge, for whatever reason, doesn't round the bases. But I think in the case,
that would be the single worst beat of all time.
But I think in the case of Aaron Judge, like, it was literally up to him that he thought it was a single.
And you see him looking back.
Yeah, in Ventura's case, he wanted to round the bases. That's why he was signaling with his hand, go, run.
He wanted the Grand Slam.
The Grand Slam. Robin Ventura was Mr. Grand Slam during the regular season. He wanted the Grand Slam. In Judge's case, it was clearly like this slight moment of, did I hit that ball out?
See, I disagree with you.
Did you see the Lindor home run over the weekend?
Of course.
He hits a home run and missed first base and then quickly runs back to first base, touches first, and then goes around.
Yes. The question is, who was yelling at him to back up?
I think he knew.
Because once you hit second base, you can't, right?
Yeah, but he was only like five feet off first base.
Now, Here's the thing. The one thing I disagree with you on, and I don't think he was asked, so I guess we'll never know for sure. There's no doubt in my mind that Judge knew the ball was out. He also, I think, realized he didn't have to round the bases for the Yankees to get the W.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you.
No, correct.
Because it looks to me like he looks back at the first base coach, and he's like, huh?
No, but correct. Here's why I completely disagree with you, and I know we're getting into his brain. We dream as kids of hitting a game-winning home run to win the World Series. And as part of that, you round the base.
I understand that.
Like, you're not stopping at first saying, I don't need to continue to run.
Yeah.
Who the hell does that?
He also hit a walk-off home run against the Blue Jays, and I don't remember him stopping at first base. It was a mammoth home run. He knew it was gone off the bat.
But that was a solo shot. Correct?
Was it a solo shot?
I don't remember. I got to look that up. I don't remember that.
I think that was a solo shot to win it.
I'll tell you in a second.
I don't think that was.
I thought there were guys on. I'm not positive.
Double check. Or maybe they were down by more than a run.
Right.
So, either way,
if he needed the run, you're right. Then it wouldn't be the same thing.
Yeah. Again, we're arguing something we don't know the answer to, so it's pointless to argue. But to me, it seemed like he was like, the game's over. Should I keep running? And the first base coach was like, yeah, keep running. You need credit for the home run.
So Aaron Judge needed to round the bases on that. It was 5-3, and it was a 3-run home
run. Right,
so
I knew it was a multiple home run. They were down 2 runs. Gotcha, okay.
No doubt in my mind he didn't think it was gone. Or he was confused based on
that. Even him at second base where he's looking, he goes like this, like, oh, home run?
Yeah,
right, I'll
run. Didn't know it was a home run.
I'm going to ask Boone that question. Because he would know, right?
Ask him.
Okay. One second here.
I'm also seeing there's a lot of thought that people are assuming he misspoke and meant to say when you're the best team in baseball,
not the best player in baseball.
I'm not
sure
the best player on the team.
Does it really matter?
It doesn't matter. He said, I'm the best player on the team.
Honestly, does it matter?
I don't think it matters.
Because the question was about the team. It wasn't like, so, you know, how do you see yourself or like what a big home run for you to come through with? Like, it was a team question and he answered it with, I'm the best player on the team. Yeah, it just seemed odd.
It kind of slipped out like, well, that's weird for him to say that. That's not his personality, right? But then there are people saying what he meant to say was, when you're the best team, because the question was, how do you guys, as a team,
have
the resiliency to keep fighting back?
We all know what he meant. That's not the point, though. It's just funny that Aaron Judge missed the humble. Yeah. Accidentally said what he probably thinks deep down in his soul.
Listen, and we all know,
he's the best player on the team.
You know how, Layla, you've seen this more than any other time in baseball history that I can recall seeing it. You may remember it. Where guys have the piece of paper in their back pocket, more for defensive positioning.
Oh, that's a new age thing.
Right,
yeah.
So there's, to me, Judge had in his back pocket his arbitration speech. Joining us on the hotline right now, our dear friend, former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. Christie, what's up?
How you doing, Craig?
Doing great today. Thank you.
I know you seemed a little confused before.
Yeah.
Citi Field suite etiquette.
Yes.
If you want to watch another baseball game on the TV, regardless of what the other game is, absolutely, we're baseball fans, baseball on.
All right, so you're saying specifically, though, if I'm in the SNY suite on Wednesday, I can put yes on?
Sure.
Wow. So it's just baseball that you have to stick it to. So the problem Craig runs into is he likes to watch Law & Order. He likes to watch the Jerry Springer Show. He likes to watch Dateline. He can't put that on.
No.
Okay.
No.
Gotcha.
I think, you know, or for instance, you get into the fall and you go to a Mets game on a Sunday afternoon, you could, you know, put the Giants game up there or the Jets game up there on the screen at the same time. Sure.
So that's,
I think it's got to be sports, preferably baseball.
Gotcha.
It's got to be sports.
Now.
And SNY shouldn't care a lick. You're there for SNY. So why would they care?
I tell you why they're going to care.
Game on in the background.
Here's why I think they care. Somebody is going to take a picture of the Yankee game on a TV in the SNY suite, and they're going to have a problem with that.
No, I don't think so.
That person's going to be me.
I was going to say.
And that's why
that person?
They're going to have a problem with it.
Well, again, another act of self-immolation by you.
What does that mean?
You know what it means.
I don't know, self-emulation?
Immolation.
Immolation?
Go ahead.
I got to look that one up. Is that with an I or an E?
Ask Anthony.
He'll know. Self-immolation. Hold on one second. Self-immolation. A deliberate and willing sacrifice of oneself, often by fire. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Setting yourself on fire.
Got it. Now, are you going to Wednesday's game against the Astros?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. So I can just swing by and hang out with you guys.
Well, I'm not going to encourage you to, you know, leave Evan to have to deal with all the work duties. But certainly, you and the boys are welcome to come to my suite and pay a visit.
Well, then, you know, and by the way, allow me to extend the same invitation to you and your crew if you'd like to come to the SNY suite as my guests.
No, thank you.
Damn it.
Who has the better suite, by the way?
Well, it's different. He has a great suite. The SNY's is obviously a little bit bigger and right behind home plate.
Right.
But Chris's suite, which is along the first base side, is a great suite. You see everything perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just smaller.
Yeah.
You know, somewhat on the coming of the former governor, actually.
Well, look, if I ever get to know anybody who might be able to make it better, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, Steve Cohen coming to the polls? Do the people think Thursday night?
As I've told you probably a dozen times.
Probably not.
I think there's a better chance that Joe Biden shows up at the Pulse of the People Award. Than Steve Cohen.
He didn't get nominated.
He wasn't nominated, which is why he might wander in. You never know. You never know. It could happen for
oversight.
Sure.
A serious oversight. A serious oversight on your part, because if there's anybody who's got the pulse of the people, oh, boy.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to say
Wednesday we're all set.
All
you
set.
You want to have a Yankee game on.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
I do have to make a couple requests, make sure that, you know, it's appropriate. Will there be Shake Shack in your box?
Of course.
Okay, then I'm in.
How much Shake Shack do you need? We have Shake Shack in the SNY booth.
Excuse me.
Like, how much Shake Shack do you
There's
need?
There's not enough Shake Shack.
Have you seen yourself
in the
lately?
World, okay?
Have you seen yourself
I
lately?
Lost a couple more pounds.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Well, you put it right back there.
Yes, I did. All right, so, Chris, what's the plan? Should I plan on pre-gaming at your box first, get a couple cocktails in me, and then go to SNY? Or would you rather see me in, like, the third inning?
I'd rather see you once the game has begun.
So after it starts, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So I should get liquored up in the SNY box first.
Yes. Exactly,
yes.
Right.
And then it also saves you a couple shekels, too, that way. That's smart.
I'm not worried about the money.
I am.
You know, I have some people there that I don't want you to be, you know.
Got it. I have a better idea. Why don't you just drive me to the game?
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to be in the city that morning for a meeting, and that's why one of the reasons I'm going to the game. I'll be in the city in the morning for a meeting, and then be heading from the city from Manhattan over to Queens.
Got it. So maybe you'll just drive me back then. That sounds like a better plan.
Well, of course, as long as you're, you know.
Well, this way we can catch up. You know, we can bond. We can talk politics. We can talk sports. We can talk barbecue, whatever comes to mind.
Believe me, I think you and I bonded quite enough. I don't think there's a need for any more bonding.
Also probably true.
For better or for worse, the bond is there.
It is there. That's very true. It's better for me. It's worse for you. There you go.
By the way, Evan, I want to let you know something.
Yes.
Because we know we have folks on the program who listen in on a continual basis. The Pyrex plate is still at my house.
It is. Really? I have been very lax in getting over to the Christie's, yeah. Well, there's a reason, though.
This SOB gets on the air complaining.
Yeah.
And it is now 2 months. The plate is still there.
You know what that means? The plate is now technically yours. Like, he gave you the plate, so it's for you and your wife, and hopefully you enjoy it for the rest of eternity.
The real problem is that the Christie's have yet to open up their pool. And I'm not going back over until the pool's open and heated.
That's not true. The pool is open and ready for patronage.
Okay, then I'll see you this weekend. Done.
Yeah.
Done it. You know what? Here's what we do. On the way back from the Met game, I come over. Mary Pat cooks up a nice little spread, and I go in the pool.
There's nothing she'd love more than that, I'm sure.
There you go. All right, awesome. Listen,
all right.
As long as you guys are all healthy and well, and I look forward to seeing everybody on Wednesday, and thank you for the kind offer.
Oh, listen. And by the way, I'll make clear, the offer extends to the entire group, not just you.
I'll bring everybody with me so they can all say hi.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Having you say,
regardless of how people may or may not have done on the air, everybody is welcome.
Haven't you taken enough pictures and signed enough autographs?
No, no, it's all good. But believe me, I'm going to want to get some pictures and autographs myself, I suspect.
There you go. All right, we'll see you on Wednesday. Looking forward to it.
Very much looking forward to it.
All right. There you go,
have
everyone.
A good one.
Everyone's favorite governor, mine for sure, Governor Chris Christie.
I can't wait. That's a sexy game, too. Mets-Astros on a Wednesday afternoon, baby?
Yeah, but you're going to have to miss an inning walking with me to his suite.
I'm not missing an inning.
Well, then you're not going to a suite.
Yeah, but there's TVs and radios everywhere.
Brother,
you can
what is
hear
the plan?
Everything.
The game starts at what time?
1 o'clock.
1:10,
that's early. To be exact.
All right, so what time do you want to get there at?
I'm probably going to get there at about
11.
Well, 11?
Yeah.
To do what?
Drink.
Do what?
I was going to get there at about 12:30.
Are we tailgating in the parking lot or
did you want to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
What do you bring in? And tell me what to bring. You want me to bring a grill? You bring the meats? Or do you want me to bring the meats? You bring the grill.
Why don't you bring the grill? I'll bring the meats.
Wait a second. Why are we tailgating when we've got a suite filled with everything?
Because I think we should do the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
What can we do that's better than the polar bear burger?
I'm going to bring meats from Pirates.
Are you sure?
It'll be great. You're going to bring a grill.
Yeah, bring
it. All right, I'll bring the meats. You guys bring the booze. All good. All right?
And you're staying the entire game.
No, wow, this is a long game. I got to go.
Because if you do, according to the contract, you got to come here and do the show. Sorry.
All right, I'll stay.
Okay.
It's fine. I have a designated driver. I'm good. All good. All right, done.
So
we're going to get there at 11 a.m.
You ready to dump that driver to have the governor take you home in like a
Well, because the governor is responsible. So I figured I could let Sonny... You know, do what he wants to do.
Right.
And know that I've got the governor as my backup plan.
Oh, I see.
Right? So I got that. Yeah. So I have multiple options now going home.
I
got But you guys want to tailgate or no? What's your story?
Yeah. I can get there at 11, I guess. Yeah, why not?
11 a.m.? Tommy, you in on that?
I'll let you know. Got to think about it.
Clearly does not want to keep
this
job.
What are you doing at 11 a.m. on a Wednesday afternoon when we were supposed
and by the
to
way,
work?
You live in the city.
If I may.
This is easy.
I was planning on sleeping probably till 11.
Sleeping?
So I could meet you there about 1:09:59.
So I'll stop at Prati's on the way in. I'll get a bunch of meat. You're getting the grill, right? Evan?
Yeah.
A legitimate grill.
I got the grill, yeah.
Do you know how to light a grill?
Yeah. Well, no, that's your job. I'm bringing the grill.
Are you bringing charcoal?
Yeah, you need charcoal.
Propane, how are we doing
charcoal grill.
Charcoal grill.
And make sure it's, you know.
Okay. Match light, charcoal?
Yes. I got
like
one of those
love charcoal.
One of those things where you press the button and the light appears.
Oh, good God, Evan.
What's that thing called?
We mean the charcoal. Obviously, we know you have a lighter.
Yeah, bring in the charcoal.
Well, there's charcoal that already comes where it's easy to light, and then there's other charcoal that you have to put lighter fluid on.
Why don't you bring it then, all right?
No, I'm just making
a pain in my ass.
No, just make sure you bring
it. He's being right.
Okay, then bring it.
Like this, you can get lump charcoal, you can get wood chips.
If you guys don't trust me to bring the charcoal, that's fine. You bring the charcoal.
We asked you about match light and you talked about how you were going to start the fire.
That's what I thought.
Excuse me if I'm a little concerned.
By the way, is it a big grill? Like one of those little hibachi grills?
It's a decent size.
All right, so we can get like 10 burgers on it?
Yes.
Great.
No, probably about 5.
Sounds like some kind of fugazi grill you
got. It's kind of fugazi.
No, it sounds like he knows that the ShopRite has one as they're walking out of the store. And he's planning to go there real quick before.
$30 for a grill? I got to have one of those.
You know what? I changed my mind.
Yeah.
You bring the grill, I'll bring the booze. I can supply the booze. I got Purple Haze Abita, great beer. I got Blue Moon.
I don't drink beer. Yeah. I only drink 1800 tequila these days.
Okay, I got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got.
You get a bottle of 1800?
I don't know if I have 1800 tequila, but I have some kind of tequila.
Get a bottle of 1800 tequila.
It's probably too expensive.
I'm sure you can swing it.
You
dropped 30 grand on Knick tickets this year.
30 grand.
I'm sure you can swing one bottle of 1800 tequila.
By the way, I got you guys gifts on my vacation.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you get us?
I got a gift for Loogie. I got a gift for... It's actually in my office right now. And then I sort of got a gift for you.
I got you a gift.
I bought... No, you didn't.
Yes, it's in my trunk right now.
Really?
I'll give it to you after the show.
Then I'm going
to
feel really bad when I say this.
Go ahead.
So I bought a gift for... I'm online. I got the gift for Big Mac, got the gift for Loogie, got the gift for Craig. As I get to the front, I was like, Craig's not going to wear this. And I put it away. And I said to myself, you know what? I'll let Craig know this is what I was going to get him.
Okay.
And if you say, Evan, you're wrong, I would have worn that. I will order it immediately
okay.
from my friends in Cooperstown. Do you want me to tell you what it was?
Oh, that's right. You were at Cooperstown this weekend.
I got gifts from Cooperstown.
I'm
you're
excited.
Good. Loogie and Big Mac are set. They're in my office. Great gifts.
Okay.
The one I got for you.
It's funny because I got you a baseball gift also.
Did you really?
I did.
Huh.
From the folks at a new company called Signed.
So that's yeah. code for someone send Craig something and he's going to give it to me. I actually purchased these gifts with my money.
Yeah.
The one for you, though, I backed off on. It was a T-shirt.
Okay. Yeah.
The T-shirt said,
I came to Cooperstown and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
Better. And I hesitated. Jet was excited. Jet's okay. like, oh, Uncle well, Craig is going to love this.
Right.
And he picked out the gifts for you guys. The T-shirt said, quote, that's baseball Susan.
Ah.
And it, you know what? I was like, I don't
I might have worn that.
Okay, I'm ordering it for you
I
right
might
now.
Have worn it.
Will you wear it?
Let me see it first.
Yeah, sure.
All right, you're showing me during the break.
No
877-337-6666. Carton Roberts on the Fan. The Yankees have a problem with the Astros. The Mets have a problem because we're going to the game on Wednesday. After this on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.